Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. Joining me today is Nathan Kirby, the number one starting pitcher for the number one ranked UVA baseball team, which plays fourth ranked Florida State in a huge ACC series this weekend. Nathan, I know the team's traveling to Tallahassee this afternoon, so thank you for taking a few minutes to talk before you guys head out.
Yes, sir, thank you for having me.
As everybody who follows UVA baseball knows, on April the 4th in Pittsburgh, you pitched a no-hitter. Also in that game, you struck out 18 batters, which is one off the school record and one off the ACC record. Coach O'Connor called it as dominating a pitching performance as he's seen in his 11 years at UVA. I know you've addressed this in other interviews, but tell us what that game was like for you, especially the final innings.
When I first started throwing, I didn't really think I had anything. I didn't even know if I was going to get through the first inning, really. I just didn't really feel all that well because of the weight. But I knew right away, I threw a couple pitches in warm-ups, and the wind was moving my ball around a lot. So, you know, it gave me a little bit of a comfortable feeling that right out of the gate, I got a couple borderline pitches and you know, knew that the strike zone was going to be favorable. It just felt like me and the umpire, as I've said before, were on the same page all night, and he gave me a bunch of calls that were borderline, you know, could have gone either way, and have been all the season. But fortunately, that night they went my way, and my curveball was working that night. Some of the guys on our team said it was hard to pick up the spin that night, so everything looked like, you know, a fastball out of the hand. And they were swinging over top of it. But later in the innings, I started getting a little nervous. Everyone in the dugout kind of started changing a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are a lot of superstitions in baseball. So did people start avoiding you? They certainly didn't say, hey, you got a no-hitter going.
No, I think in the sixth and seventh inning, people in the dugout were kind of stayed away from me. I kind of kept looking down. Brandon and I kind of make a lot of come in and talk to him and ask him how many pitches I've thrown and whatnot. And he was kind of himself, but everyone else stayed away from me. And then when I'd go in the bullpen, they were definitely more tense. I could feel it.
Well, does that make it worse when people are kind of avoiding you and acting different?
You know, not really. I kind of just accepted the fact that I was either going to throw three more hitless innings or give up a hit and come out. It wasn't something that was really in the forefront of my mind. I just kind of knew that I had to keep pitching and keep us in the game. But that final out when everyone came out on the field was probably one of the more special moments in my baseball career.
That was the first no-hitter by a UVA pitcher since Will Roberts threw his perfect game against GW in 2011. Will's from Chesterfield County like you are. Did you hear from him at any point?
No, I did not.
Will's kid brother, Jack, is a freshman on the team here. He has yet to pitch this season because of an injury, but you played with him at James River High School. What can you tell us about Jack and his game and his pitching?
He's going to be good. He's a lot bigger than I am, so he might end up throwing a lot harder than I do, but he throws a lot of strikes. He's always throwing a lot of strikes, and he's got three or four good pitches, and I think he keeps the ball down and makes people beat him, so I think he's going to do real well for us.
You returned to the Richmond area Wednesday night for the game against VCU at the Diamond. With the Florida State series coming up, I know you understood why you didn't pitch Wednesday night, but was there a part of you that would love to have gotten out there in front of your family and friends in Richmond?
Definitely. I think anyone would say that. Plus, the atmosphere there is amazing. You know, it's a great place to play.
That game lasted nearly 4.5 hours. That's a long time. How do you pass the time during a game when you know you're not going to pitch?
The pitching staff, the starting pitchers especially, usually keep charts. So it's not really that big of a deal. It's kind of, I love watching baseball. I'd rather be there than anywhere else, you know, with the team.
So you got things to do during the course of the game. Are you in the bullpen the whole time?
No, we stay in the dugout.
So.
Or I choose to, anyways.
There have been a lot of players from the Richmond area in this program since Coach O'Connor's been here. Did you face any of your current or your former UVA teammates when you were in high school or playing travel ball?
I played with Josh Spores and, David Rosenberger on a travel team, but I played with Tecker and a couple of the other guys throughout a couple of the showcases that we went to. So I knew them in the years.
Was at that point, had any of you committed to Virginia? Did you know you'd end up playing college ball together? Or did you kind of get reacquainted when you got here?
I was good friends with Spores and Rosie and Tecker, especially, who are now my roommates, you know, ironically. Right. But I played with them on the Canes and then the showcase, and we spent the summer together, so it was
that makes it easier when you get here, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, definitely.
As a James River senior, you were Gatorade Player of the Year in Virginia. You came to UVA with a lot of hype. What was last season like for you? What was the transition to college baseball more difficult than you expected?
It was a smack in the face, kind of a wake up call type deal. When I got here and, you know, kind of came in, and I keep telling everyone everything that could have gone wrong went wrong last year, which I think is a lot of the reason that I've been able to get a lot out of the situations that I've been in this year. But, yeah, it was the plate felt like it was about 3 by 4 inches. It felt a lot smaller than it does this year, but it was definitely – I think it was the right thing that needed to happen for me and my development.
Was that the first time – I mean, you had a 4-1 record – so the year was not a disaster by any means, but was that the first time, you know, in your competitive career as a pitcher, you'd kind of run into some adversity like that?
Yeah, no. It was just kind of a wake-up call because it was the first time that I realized throwing hard wasn't always the best thing, you know, because we had Brandon, who isn't an overpowering pitcher,
Waddell,
to say the least. Yeah,
yeah,
he's more of a finesse pitcher, and I don't think he threw many pitches over 90, 91 last year, and he was our best guy. So it was just kind of it was cool to sit back and kind of pick his brain and watch him. You know, I think he's been a lot following him and seeing how he goes about the game has been a lot of the reason for my success as well.
You were used mostly out of the bullpen last season. Was it important to you to become a starting pitcher this year and to earn a spot in the weekend rotation? Was that a goal that you kind of went into the offseason chasing?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has goals, you know, they'd like to obtain. But I just wanted to kind of get out there and do my best to have a better year and help the team in more of a positive light than I did last year. And whether that was in the bullpen or starting, you know, I was going to do whatever they told me to. Fortunately enough, I got an opportunity to start, and now I'm out there. So just going to keep it rolling.
You lived with a host family in New Hampshire for a good part of last summer while you were playing in the New England Collegiate Baseball League. What was that experience like, and how much of your success this season can be traced back to what happened last summer?
I was definitely really nervous when I first got there, you know, kind of living with someone else.
Yeah.
I hadn't done that. It was kind of a...
Were you the only player?
I was with Nate Irving.
Okay.
Until he got shipped off to USA Baseball. But I was definitely really nervous. You know, Nate being there helped out a lot. They were very nice people. They've been doing, I think this is their 13th year going on this year. So they knew what to do, knew all the right things to say, knew how to keep the conversation going. And they're great people. Couldn't have asked for a better host family. But on the field, I can say that I got a lot of my confidence back. And kind of last year, I think I made the game a lot more out to be than you know, I kind of made it bigger than it should have been. And going off in summer ball and just playing with those guys and having fun again made me realize that, you know, I can still do this. I just can't put so much pressure on myself, right, and kind of just sit back and let the hitters do their thing, I think was the biggest thing.
Coach O'Connor has said that you've improved more from one season to the next than any pitcher he's had here at Virginia. Your numbers this year are incredible. You're 8-1 with a 1.36 ERA. You're averaging more than a strikeout per inning. Opposing batters are hitting only 159 against you. What are you doing differently? Can you sum it up easily, or is it, you know, 100 small things?
You know, I'm throwing more strikes early in the count. You know, it doesn't matter how hard you throw. If they see two of your fastballs for balls, and they're going to have it timed up. You know, you got to throw a fastball for the third one, and if you throw the first pitch for a strike, then they're looking for three pitches instead of one. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is also doing a better job of executing Carl's plan. I think it's been the biggest thing. But I'd probably have to say that I've just been throwing more strikes with all my pitches.
So how'd you get into baseball? Was that your main sport from day one as a kid, or did you play football, soccer, basketball as well?
I played soccer and basketball as well, but I think baseball has kind of always been where I should be.
Your dad a baseball player? Or
nope.
Anybody in the family?
Nope. I guess I picked it up as a kid. I started early, you know. I guess they wanted me to get into sports, and I started baseball and soccer, and I guess just ended up playing baseball.
Was it pretty apparent, even as a kid, that you had an arm that was, you know, a special arm, and you could throw harder than other kids?
When I was younger, it wasn't necessarily harder, but I don't know what came over me, but I tried to throw everything as far as I could, you know. I don't know if that was the best thing, considering the fact that I threw a bunch of balls over the fence when I was in T-ball, you know, and I got yelled at for it. But I guess you could say that I had, you know, a little bit stronger of an arm than most of the guys.
As a high school senior, you hit 397. Do you miss that part of the game, getting a hit?
I do, but I think that's kind of been taken away from me. That won't be hitting again for a while, but yeah, I do. I would say I miss it. I don't think I could keep up with the pitching nowadays.
Right. What position did you play in the field when you weren't pitching?
Only first base.
Okay.
It's kind of lefty, you can't really play anywhere else.
One final question, if you have time. You'll be the first UVA pitcher to get the ball this weekend. You'll be playing in a hostile environment against one of the nation's best teams. How much have you been thinking about this series and pointing toward it? And how, in general, have you handled the pressure that comes with being the Friday night starter for a team?
You know, I start thinking about the next time I'm going to pitch as soon as I come out of the game on Friday right. night. I start thinking about next Friday. But I try and do as best I can to not make it out to be more than it is, you know. And I don't really view Friday any different than Saturday and Sunday. You know, all three of the games matter, and I think they're all just as important. It's just off the field, it looks like Friday, you know, maybe the bigger night. But I think that all three of the games are just as equally as important, and I don't think you can make it any more than it out to be, because then that you kind of start getting away from your plan and what you need to do on the field.
This will be your first game at Florida State.
Yes, sir.
I believe. What have your older teammates told you about it, if anything, and you know, how big a deal is this for you?
Oh, I'm nervous.
You know, personally.
I'm nervous. I hear it's loud there. I hear they're all in synchronicity when they get their chance going. But I think it's going to be exciting. You know, it's going to be above freezing down there, thankfully. But I'm nervous, you know. I don't really know what to expect. I'm just going to go out and give the ball to Irving.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll do fine. And thanks again for stopping by. And
yes, sir.
Best of luck in Tallahassee.
Thank you for having me.
As a reminder, fans can watch all three games live on ESPN3. The baseball team plays ODU at Harbor Park in Norfolk, then breaks for final exams. The next home game is Wednesday, May the 7th. Against Liberty. We'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. In the meantime, check virginiasports.com for news and updates on baseball and our 24 other teams. And thanks for listening.